It's 8:38 on Power Talk. I'm Lorraine Chalk White. And at this time, we want to talk about, is hair more important than history? The politics of black hair and the reason, the real reason for the distraction from Gabby Douglas's historic Olympic win. And our very special guest this morning to discuss this with us is an urban youth advocate, culture critic, creator, and president of Girls Like Me, a not-for-profit which seeks to help inner-city adolescent girls identify and critically analyze the cultural, social, and environmental messages that influence their development, ultimately helping them to navigate beyond those messages to make positive life choices. Now, Lakeisha Gray Sewell is a native Chicagoan. Lakeisha has been named among the Chicago Defenders 40 Under to Watch, Trumpet Magazine's Movers and Shakers Under 40. She's been featured in CUNY News and Citizen Chicago newspaper. She is currently completing a collection of essays and poetry informed by the distinctive experiences of coming of age in urban America. And we're excited to have with us this morning, Lakeisha Gray Sewell. Good morning.
Good morning, and I'm excited to join you all. Your conversations are so on point, and it's just fabulous. We have so many parents who are willing to speak up and fight for the children there in Atlanta. I heard about the bus route, so just excited to be with you all this morning.
Lakeisha, your signal is going in and out. Are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm not. Can you hear me better?
That's a little better, yes.
Okay, I'm sorry about that.
You know, there was a lot of talk about Gabby Douglas and her hair over the past weeks, and it's brought up the question, what does hair really mean to black women in the black community? Does hair have anything to do with status? Does hair determine how black women are judged? Does hair divide black women? Some people even say women with longer hair are more successful than women with short hair or natural hair. Today we're going to talk about hair and its history and the effects on black women.
Now, yes, indeed.
Call us if you feel hair, the effects affects the status of black women, or if you feel people make assumptions about black women by the way they wear their hair, or if you have ever had an issue with being judged by your hair. And men, does hair tell you anything about a woman? Men, do you prefer long hair? Men, do you prefer natural hair, short hair, or do you have any preference? And why do you prefer a woman with a certain type of hair? Women, do you think employers or men care about hair? Is there a certain way to wear your hair to be successful? So we're excited, Lakeisha. Let's go. What made you write, Lakeisha, or investigate hair and the history with black women?
Well, first of all, I want to say that I try my best to ignore the ridiculousness of the focus of hair with Gabby Douglas. I mean, this young lady made history, not only for black people, but as an American. And so I try to ignore it, but our hair story is so deep and so complicated that it just wouldn't go away. So I decided to write this because I understand that for black women, our hair is a badge of honor, as well as a badge of shame and stigma. And so until we actually, you know, investigate it, examine it, and really talk about it, it's not going to go away. You know, so many of us have made statements with our hair, cultural statements, political statements. And in some instances, as you know, it really does limit us, this issue with our hair. It limits us from, even in terms of Gabby Douglas, in terms of sports and a healthy lifestyle, we'll forego going to the gym and getting into some type of sports like gymnastics because of hair issues. Will also not advance in the workplace because of hair issues and our struggle to identify as being strong black women or assimilated women. And so it's a constant battle that, that every day we wake up, all of us, black women, deal with when we look in that mirror. How, what statement will my hair make today?
Now, how do you feel about the way people judged Gabby Douglas's hair?
I think it's very unfortunate. First of all, first and foremost, this is a child. There is a movement across this country, and a matter of fact, it's International Girls Day in October. There will be an International Girls Day. There is a movement to empower girls. However, when it comes to black girls, that movement seems to exclude them and to marginalize them. Not even black people do our best to empower black girls. It's always a shaming. And it's unfortunate that, and her, you know, as she's graciously in the place of history, that we took from that. And not even a myriad of us, just two or three idiots on Twitter caused this great stir to take away from her. And I think it's very unfortunate that instead of building her up, instead of celebrating that she broke barriers and she's a legacy builder, that we let something so mundane as our hair take away from that greatness. And the way that she can impact other young girls in urban America to, you know, break out of the barriers, to break beyond what is keeping us back from so much. There are so many that can be attracted to a new sport, to set some new records. But again, we're brought right back. And I think, I just want to point this out. I think it's also that so many of us think we can tuck our blackness in, right? We think that if we enunciate and articulate enough, if we wear the right Brooks Brothers suits or St. John's suits, or if we live in the right neighborhoods, we can tuck our blackness in. But then one slip of the tongue of Ebonics, one unpermed or mm-hmm. unstraightened piece of hair mm-hmm. takes us right back to that place of shame. And it, we believe it can point us out, oh, look, she's black after all. No, we've always been black. It doesn't matter how you wear your hair, how much you articulate. It doesn't matter. You're still black, and there's no shame in whatever it is. Whatever that blackness is, there's no shame in it. I think that's what we need to get beyond, is the shame.
We're in Is It Talk 1380, WAOK. We're talking about hair, and is hair more important than history? The politics of black hair, and the real reason for the distraction from Gabby Douglas's historic Olympic win. Now, Gabby Douglas's hair, I noticed in looking at television, there were some white girls who had the identical hairstyle, mm-hmm. even to the same hair clips in their hair, identical. But I didn't see anybody white complaining about their hair. What is it about us and hair? What does nappy hair or kinky hair, or it may even been her dark skin that may have set off something in some folks to make them overlook her tremendous accomplishments and go straight to her hair. We got to get over it. We're going to talk about it this morning on News at Talk 1380. WAOK, I'm Lorraine Jock White.